Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Featured Friday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento, and I'll tell you what, I know I say this often, but you are in for a real treat in today's episode because I am joined actually by one of my business partners. I'm so excited for you to learn from him. His name is Mark Zimmerman. He's the co-founder of Rip 30, one of the fastest growing online fitness programs in the world. He's a former professional athlete. He's hosted fitness programs all across the world, from Germany to Los Angeles to Hawaii and beyond. He's got a really interesting backstory. I'm so excited for you on this Featured Friday episode to hear from Mark Zimmerman. So without further ado, let's dive into my interview with Mark Zimmerman. Dude, Mark, let me officially welcome you to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be on your podcast.
Yeah, this is a ton of fun. And for those of you listening to this, you don't know how much fun it is for me to have Mark on the show. Mark is a really good friend of mine. He's a business partner of mine. We're just doing this interview. Mark, where are we? We're just outside hanging out in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how beautiful it is. We're looking at a pier right now at the St. Petersburg Pier, and a boat is just passing us, and yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful scene.
Yeah, for sure. So those of you listening, I apologize wherever you are. If it's pumping through your car speakers or your headphones when you're at the gym, wherever you are, you might hear some external noise, but that's okay, because hopefully it makes you feel like you are here in sunny Florida with us on this beautiful January day.
Yeah, sunny skies, blue skies, and it feels like paradise, I must say. And I lived in Hawaii, and I don't see it that easily.
I love it. So, Mark, we're going to get two doses of you on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. We've got today's Featured Friday episode, and then on Mindset and Motivation Monday, you're going to be walking us through some health and nutrition and fitness-based stuff specifically for entrepreneurs. But in today's episode, I really want to talk to you about your own entrepreneurial journey. So, obviously, you heard me tell listeners a little bit about you. What's your story? Who is Mark Zimmerman?
Yeah, who is he? I have to go back a little bit. I'm 38 years old right now, and I have to go back to my 26th year, where I still lived in Germany. I worked for one of the biggest and largest fitness companies, fitness chains. They are actually worldwide. It's called Fitness First. And I worked for them for 6 years, and I reached a point where I couldn't do it anymore. I was just so burned out, and I literally was burned out. I had symptoms and health symptoms that where I said, I don't want to do it anymore. I can't work for somebody. I want to work for myself. And then I decided I just take a vacation to Hawaii and just reset and really recharge. And then when I had the vacation, I didn't want to come back to Germany. So I almost stayed, but I had to get my visa. But long story short, I came back to Hawaii, and this is where my entrepreneurship journey began.
So tell us about that. So you get to Hawaii. I'm guessing you don't know that many people in Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly. So when I got to Hawaii, I did not know a single person, which was also a beauty, because you have to get out. And also with talking in English, as you can hear, I have an accent still. I was not good in English, but I had to go out. I had to make friends. I had to make connections. I had to get a living, you know. So I really had to go out and meet people, and that was the beauty of it too.
Yeah, and I'm fortunate because I know so much of your journey, and I know a little bit about the business that you started in Hawaii. So you actually just started doing personal training. You started hosting boot camps in parks in Hawaii, in really scenic parks, which is so cool. I've seen some of your pictures and videos from those. Those are amazing. But I remember a couple weeks ago, you and I were sitting in a coffee shop, and you said to me, you're just like, Brian, did you know the first boot camp I hosted, it had literally one person there? Walk us through that beginning.
Yeah, so And I had to go back again because the first year in Hawaii, I just did personal training. I was actually not able to work. I don't know if I can say that here, but I worked worked under the table. I did personal training. And then I went back to Germany because my visa expired, came back to Los Angeles, did an internship at Gold's Gym in Venice, where the famous Arnold Schwarzenegger trained at. And then also went back to Germany. Then got a job offer to go to India, which is a crazy story. This is where I met my ex-wife, and we moved. We got married in Germany. We moved back to Hawaii, and that's where we actually started the business together. And in the beginning, it was really like we had the plan of hosting workouts every day. And we announced it. We announced it through social media channels, Groupon, social media, Living Social, Yelp. But really, in the first month, we didn't have any people. And it's basically I showed up to the workout, and I just worked out by myself. and it's funny because people saw me working out, and they joined in at some point.
It's funny that you say that. I have this thought a lot. You and I actually, we haven't talked about this as a marketing strategy, and it's definitely way more relevant in your industry. I can't go do this for my business. I wish I could. But for example, ice cream shops. I remember one of my closest friends in LA, shout out to Michael Philippou. I know that he listens to this podcast every once in a while. He's been a guest on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. But it's funny, if I eat an ice cream in front of Michael's ice cream shop in Santa Monica, it's called Frozen Fruit Co., people come in. And just by being out there, literally, it is the physical act of putting yourself out there, you start drumming up interest. And that's one thing that I've always admired about your entrepreneurial drive and your entrepreneurial hustle, Mark, is you're willing to go out there. I mean, you rock your Mark Fit Pro personal trainer t-shirt every day. I spend a lot of time with you. I see that people ask you for your help. You're physically putting yourself out there. What was that progression as an entrepreneur? So you're putting yourself out there, you're growing slowly. What were some like breakthrough moments or tipping points in your entrepreneurial journey where you've looked back and thought, I could be onto something, like this could work, this could be my full-time living?
Yeah, especially in Hawaii, when we started the business, I always wanted to have like an outdoor gym because I loved working outdoors in Hawaii. And I thought, let's have a membership. Let's have it accessible for everybody who actually want to join and want to work out outdoors. And for me, in the first 3 months, it was a little bit discouraging because I didn't have people showing up. It slowly began because the Groupon took off, and at some point it's just consistency, really. If you show up, people will show up at some point. With that consistency, we grew over 3,000 people, 3,000 members in no time. And then I always had it's funny because I biked to the classes usually because they were so close, and every time I biked I had another business idea, which was crazy, because then in the third year of running the classes, I had this idea of doing six-week programs, like a challenge. You're going to go 24 sessions, and we're going to transform you. And that was one of the biggest hits, because that actually grew, and we had a six-figure business.
Yeah, I love that. And obviously, hindsight is 2020, so I kind of know where this story goes and how your 24-week program has really transformed into something else, which I think is a really great entrepreneurial lesson. I love your story for so many reasons, but this is one of them, is that you weren't even acutely aware of what you were preparing yourself for. And here you are, co-founder, like the creator of one of the fastest growing online fitness companies in the world at this point, with so many customers all across the United States, all across Germany, all across the world. And it's incredible to see that growth. But I know I've had the luxury of knowing you personally for a little bit now. What was that transition? I mean, how has it been for you going from personal trainer, this is what I do, to holy cow, now I'm running an online business?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting, and it's definitely overwhelming at some point because, as you know, I really, in Hawaii, I worked sometimes 2-3 hours and just classes. Now it's basically all day working on things in front of a computer, which is a huge change. And my body feels it a little bit, but it's exciting because I want to grow the business worldwide, and that's the only way. That's why, yeah. I'm in a little bit pain right now, but it's all good.
So one thing I like about, so we'll just fill listeners in on a little bit of our story. So you and I met in Los Angeles. We were actually neighbors and we had never met before, but finally we met thanks to coronavirus. We were just playing soccer in a parking lot because that's what we could do in Los Angeles during quarantine. So we met and we got together and we said, you know what, I mean, you're brilliant at what we do. And I'm so excited for Monday's Mindset and Motivation Monday episode for people to really hear your zone of genius when it comes to fitness and health and nutrition. But obviously this episode is about your entrepreneurial journey. So we decided, let's do this. Let's go in business together. Let's launch your fitness brilliance onto the internet so you can reach literally a worldwide audience of people who will benefit from this stuff. So we did that. And people always ask me, how did we explode out of the gate so quickly? And I credit so much, Mark, you know this, so much of our early success to your hustle, to your drive, to your consistency. Talk to listeners about what it took from your end to get us our first 25 paying customers.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, but it's a lot of work. And we talked about it before. It's the high hanging fruit, the low hanging fruit, and as Brian always says, the low hanging fruit is where you actually can make money, and it's the most accessible for you because they're your people. You have them in your email list. Maybe you have them in your contacts. You have them in WhatsApp. You have them in your social media, and the people know you, and I would just hit them up, and that's what I did. It was really 5 to 7 hours of messaging people and getting people being excited about the challenge, and that's what I did. And that's the hustle, as Brian always says, and that's the most important. And being consistent in that, not just doing it for one day, doing it on a consistent basis, and that's where our customers came, our first customers.
Yeah, I love that you took it in that direction. It's funny, Mark. I mean, you and I have told the story of how we started our business together so many times. I feel like I always leave the challenge out of it. But the truth is, really, we built everything around the challenge. So when Mark and I got together, Mark, I think for a long time you had been itching to do this type of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we just said, let's just launch a 7-day fitness challenge. If we can get people to work out for 7 straight days, literally just 11 minutes a day, but doing it the Coach Mark way, doing it the high intensity way where you do it without any weights, without any equipment. And we said, if we can get them for 7 days to just drink your Kool-Aid, then we have a business, then we can sell stuff to them. And so you weren't even hitting people up to buy, you were hitting them up saying, hey, take this challenge.
Exactly. I just wanted them to experience my coaching, my sessions, my workouts, and it was literally just 11-minute workouts, and people really got hooked on it. They loved it. They shared it on their social media. They shared it with friends. All of a sudden, we had 200 people signing up, but then the 200 people became 400, the 400 became 800, the 800 became 1,600, which is pretty amazing to see because people loved it so much, and it was already a product, a 7-day challenge, which I didn't believe first because we wanted to give them something and obviously then go to our main product, but they were so excited about it. But then again, they got hooked with the 7-day challenge and had such an easy way because they became a fan already.
Yeah. And I love that because a lot of entrepreneurs, they might be listening to this podcast episode. Sorry for the plane going overhead. We're really close to the airport.
It's a beautiful plane, by the way.
So one thing that I hear from newer entrepreneurs is they are hesitant to start hitting people up. And they think, oh, I don't want to be posting on my Facebook. I don't want to be texting people that I know. And that's why I think I love the challenge so much. I love that that was our beginning because you had no shame. You had no hesitation in hitting people up because the challenge is amazing. It's something free. Like, you literally just gave them something incredible. And if I remember correctly, before the challenge was even over, we already had people replying to our daily email saying, wait, what's next after the challenge? Like, what can I do? And that's when we sold RIP 30, which is our flagship program to them. And Mark, tell people, I mean, people have heard me talk about it on the podcast, and I still think a lot of people don't believe me when I say this. We didn't have a program to sell. We just started selling it. Nothing was made. Walk me through, and I don't think I've ever talked to you about this personally. What was your mindset at that time?
Yeah, and I never did this before. When I had my program in Hawaii, I knew exactly, and I launched it, and people came to the classes. there it was completely different. I never did it before. I obviously listened to Brian's advice, and I'm really thankful for that, because we actually made a 10K before we actually had the program, had our actual product, which was amazing to see, and that got me really excited about the entrepreneurial journey of being an online fitness entrepreneur, if you want to say so. And I have to go back to the 7-day challenge. I think it is so good because I believe in the product. I believe in what I'm teaching, and that's what people felt too. People felt, okay, he's actually doing it with us, and it's one of the biggest parts. And in the program then, they became fan. They signed up for RIP 30. I'm doing it with them alongside, which is another big thing in the program.
Yeah, there's so many parts about it that I love. And obviously, it all starts with you and your fitness brilliance. But I do want to talk about Mark the Entrepreneur, because I have had, man, I'm going to tell you this. I've had the real privilege of seeing you grow as a person, as an entrepreneur, just in the short time that we've known each other. And there's so many things ahead of us. But I feel like already, just in the past year, for example, you've grown so much as an entrepreneur, and the pace at which you're adapting, the pace at which you're growing, the pace at which you're learning so many things. I mean, you've gone from being a personal trainer hosting boot camps in Hawaii to thousands of people to hitting up strategic joint venture partners. Like, this is so cool to see your evolution as an entrepreneur. Talk about that. What have been some of the most surprising things for you? What have been some of the biggest takeaways? I want to hear about Mark the Entrepreneur. What do you reflect on through this journey?
I want to go back to Hawaii again, because I had a local business, and I was there all the time. It's like when I went on a vacation or went back to Germany, I had to find somebody to teach the classes, and that's really hard. And people always wanted me to teach the classes, so I always was kind of stuck in that scenario. And now it's completely different. And we talked about scaling a lot this year, because I could not scale my business in Hawaii. I mean, I could scale it on the island maybe and have different locations, but then I would have to stretch me too, right? Here we can actually scale, and it's so amazing to see, because we partnered up with a joint ventures sorry about the plane again.
Another beautiful plane.
Another beautiful plane, exactly.
I think we're good to record.
We're good. Okay, perfect. We have a lot of strategic partners now, and I never had that before. And we talked about low status and high status, which is really amazing to see, because first I was really in a low status approach, where I didn't believe to get this partner on board to promote RIP 30, because they might be having the bigger online business right now. But I've been in the industry for 16 years, 17 years now, and I should be high status, actually, and which is the approach that I'm taking now, and I learned alongside with you, and it's amazing to see, because that's actually scaling our business now.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Talk to listeners about this. To me, this is a huge takeaway that I genuinely believe every single entrepreneur, you will shortcut their success with what you've already gone through. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. What does a low status approach look like? What does a high status approach look like? Because I know it's been a process with you, and every single person listening to this, if they think about what you think about now, it's going to shortcut their entrepreneurial growth. So what's low status? What's high status?
Okay, first of all, I have to say, every entrepreneur who has a product or has a service believes in the product or in the service. Otherwise, they would not do it, right? That's the first step. And when you believe in that, you should always be high status. You always should approach that. What is low status? What is high status? Low status is, and I approach people, or approach companies, approach partners first with saying, I love your work. It's so inspirational, and that didn't get me anywhere.
Mark is cringing as he admits this to you.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure on how to approach them and how to get in touch with them, because they've been doing it for so long and I didn't think they could be my partner, right? And it's just a confidence thing. But I think when you believe in a product, you should be confident in approaching people. And High Status is, we're having one of the fastest growing online fitness businesses in the world right now. And that's how I approach them. So as you can see, Low Status is talking about them and High Status is talking about us.
Yeah, I feel like it's a deserving thing. And so, fun fact, we were recently featured in a ton of media outlets across the country, in NBC outlets, Fox, CBS, Boston Herald featured us. We've been featured all over the place. And seeing that grow your confidence, like, now I see in your approach to people, you're not saying, oh my gosh, your work is super inspirational to me. You're saying, hey, we're doing big things and you do big things as well. I can't believe we haven't connected just yet. And it's more, you know, we deserve this now. And you're walking into a room, and when you know you deserve it, everyone else can tell that you feel like you deserve it.
100%. And I think if they don't want to work with us, they miss out on it. You know, that's what we believe in now, what I believe in. And we have one of the best fitness products in the world right now, and if they don't want to experience this, they miss out on it, and others will, you know.
Yeah, I dig that perspective, actually. You and I, it's funny, we haven't talked about this between ourselves, but there's a concept by Seth Godin, who's a marketer that I've always really looked up to. And Seth Godin says, don't wait for other people to choose you. And I think, Mark, this is why I don't think we are capable of working for anybody else ever again, because once you have a taste of you choosing you as an entrepreneur, you never want to ask anyone to choose you again. And you start realizing, I don't need you to choose me. I choose me.
Absolutely, I agree. And that's again, first of all, an entrepreneurial journey that you have to go through. I wasn't like that in the beginning, and I grew and grew, and I developed myself as a personality, as an entrepreneur. But now I believe, and that's one of the biggest takeaways this year.
Yeah, so as we get closer to the end of this interview, I want to ask you at least one really tough question, Mark. Something you and I have never talked about personally. So you are obviously the face of the business for really good reason. I'm the muscles, you're the face. I'm kidding.
You could say so.
So you're the face of the company, and we're building everything up around you, the person, because you are absolutely brilliant. You've got some things that I've never seen in the fitness industry, and you are our secret weapon. I've never talked to you about this. How does that feel for you? Like, is this a role that comes naturally for you to step into, and you don't mind seeing your face plastered all over our Facebook ads and all over our social media and all over our program, and daily emails go out to thousands of people from Coach Mark, and all these people are replying who are big fans of your work. Is that a natural thing for you to step into, or do you even feel yourself growing into that role and you know that there's a lot more to come?
From the past, I was the face in my previous companies. I mean, as a personal trainer, obviously you are the face. But then again, in with the company in Hawaii, with the outdoor fitness company, I was the face too. Everybody knew me in Hawaii, and it became naturally, especially also in working for one of the largest fitness clubs in Germany. You are the face of the company, I love it. I want to inspire people. I want to inspire millions of people, and I take the responsibility.
Awesome. I love that answer. And just for you guys hearing that, I mean, obviously you hear the confidence in Mark, and if you see our marketing, you're going to see how awesome Mark is and how he steps into that role. And it's why Rip 30 is such a successful program, changing so many people's lives. With that said, though, I know that behind the camera, you experience obstacles in other ways that you're growing. So like on video, for example, that's something that Mark is growing into. And if you see Mark's first videos when we just started out, it's a totally different person than who you are now in video. And it's so cool seeing you get more comfortable with that. What are, just give us two different challenges that have surprised you. Like, wait, this is way harder than I thought it might be.
Yeah, it's funny because when I taught classes, that in the beginning it was not natural, and with practice, with repetition, it became natural. And life workouts, for example, are not a challenge anymore. They might be physically challenging, but I'm natural in front of people, in front of a camera. But I feel like when we record, especially marketing videos, marketing videos are a little different than workout videos. So that was definitely the challenge, especially with the I'm from Germany, and it's not my first language. That's another thing that I had a challenge with especially with how to say things that make sense in a marketing perspective. But I would say the development in that is so interesting, and it's, again, it's just repetitions. The more repetitions you do, doesn't matter if it's working out, if it's in a business, if it's copywriting, if it's anything you do, the more you do it, the better you'll get at it.
Yeah, for sure. And it's something that we talk about internally in our company so often. It's just reps. It's just reps. And if I keep doing push-ups every single day,
consistently,
yeah, they get better every single day. They get easier every single day just by the nature of doing it. And I think it's a really powerful thing that we've learned jointly as a company as we grow. And I think it's an important lesson for every single entrepreneur. So, Mark, I'm excited to have you back on for Mindset Motivation Monday episode. I want to ask you, where the heck can listeners learn more about you? Where should they be following you? Give us all the good links.
All right. I'm super excited to be back, by the way. And the website is really simple. It's completethechallenge.com. It's completethechallenge.com. You can check out all the links. You can check out the 7-day challenge. You can check out a RIP 30. You can check out our live workouts. And I'm on Instagram. It's @markfitpro. Also on Facebook, the same name. And I'd love for you to check it out.
Heck yeah. So you guys, don't be shy. Podcast guests absolutely love it when they hear from you, the audience, even if it's just to say, hey, Mark, I thought your interview was incredible. I loved hearing your story. It was inspiring to me. Drop Mark a quick line. The dude is super active on Instagram, so drop him a DM. His Instagram handle is MarkFitPro. That's Mark, M-A-R-C, Fit. Pro @MarkFitPro on Instagram, or completethechallenge.com. There's so many goodies waiting for you there. You can actually join Mark's live weekly workouts on Zoom. Just go to completethechallenge.com. You'll see RIP 30 Live. They're free every single Thursday. That's incredible. They get to work out alongside you. So, Mark, you've been a wealth of knowledge. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.